Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, joining me today in the studio, Mylon Yurkovich. Hello, Mylon.
Steve, I'm hello. How are you?
I'm pretty well today.
Good.
Here. He looks very well today.
I like you in navy blue. You look great.
Thank you very much. And at the break, I'm going to put some eye drops in so that I won't look like a flag because my eyes are... You know, I have ocular rosacea. How many people can say that?
That's pretty good.
That means my eyes get red even though I don't drink or whatever. I got pulled over speeding because that's what I do. And the guy said, have you been drinking? And I said, no, I haven't. But I know you're talking about my bloodshot eyes. And so anyway, he believed me. Sherry Keffer.
It's kind of fun with Steve because we're getting this, you know, story of restless leg, occipital rosacea, your brain. I mean, you know, is this what happens at 60? It's, you know.
It is what happens. You just ramble.
I'm going to try to avoid that land as long as I can.
You ramble about all your conditions.
I know, isn't it like it is?
Hey, guess what? We're going to Ireland. Mylon's going with Kay. Dave Stoop is going with Jan, and I'm going by myself. But we're going to go to Ireland on the 26th of September. We'd love for you to come through October the 6th. If you sign up before the 28th of February, we give you a discount of $200. We're going to do something kind of fun. We're going to go right to our phones, and we're going to go to Pete. Now, Pete's calling us, Pete and Ann, from Philadelphia, listening on WFIL. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
We get two for the price of one.
Your wife's
yes,
on also?
Nice. We love this. This is kind of rare.
How can we help you today here
well,
on Newland?
Well, we're kind of rare. Let me give you a little bit of a synopsis, if I can.
Okay.
And then you can lead us, if you will. We are a married couple of 42 years, have known each other 46, have two grown children, and one has... major mental illness and all the stuff that goes with that, but we tried very hard after 30 hospitalizations to keep this child alive and with us, that we have done everything from Alcoholics Anonymous, Open AA, going to NOMNY, you name it, we've been tried very hard to keep this daughter alive because mm-hmm. we believe in family, we love, we are very church-going, God-loving people, and you don't give up on somebody because there's a problem. Now, with this being said, going back about 15 years ago, in the 30th hospitalization, we said, okay, this is a clean slate. We are not going to go back and say what we've done or what we haven't done. We know that you can be so much more than, you know, your illness. So let's fly. This little bird has left the nest. She's not coming home now. You're going into a group home, and we will support you in whatever way we can.
Okay. Now, let's bring us up to date really quick because we want to get to your question, all right?
Okay. So this past April... the son comes home from California to visit. She starts acting a little strange, had been acting a little strange for a couple of years, living with this woman who she claimed was just a girlfriend,
uh-huh.
a roommate.
Yeah.
And we have never seen any kind of lesbian relationship with her, always promiscuous
okay.
with
right.
men.
So you're saying that she is in a... That the woman
lesbian.
Is a lesbian, and what?
Now she married.
She married her, okay.
Yes, without telling us.
Uh-huh. All right.
And I'm thinking, okay, we have been through so much with you.
Yeah, hold on. We'll be back right after this.
Okay.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And on tv.newlife.com today, you can see a little program I did on forks in the road. Now, this is not about tableware. This is about those places in life where you have a decision. It's like fish or cut bait, although that wasn't one that I used. I could have. But it's, you know, we end up at now or never. And how never has no power. Yesterday only has power if you give it power. Tomorrow has no power. Now has the power. And so we go through these places, and I quote Robert Frost, you know, how he came to that fork in the road, and he chose the road less traveled upon. And that's what we're hoping for you.
Do you know what Yogi Berra said about a fork on the road?
No, I was trying to think of it, though. As
he said, if you see a fork in the road, take it.
Yeah.
And put it in your picnic basket?
Just take it. You know, like, Yogi, which one do you take? You know,
he says, I think I made a stupid comment on the program. For us guys that struggle with losing for life issues, we see a fork in the road and we want to know where's the food. Yeah. So, but anyway.
Where's the spoon and the knife?
Now, yeah. So now we're back with Pete and Ann. And their daughter married another woman, and after they've been through a lot with her, and they didn't know about it. And so now we come down to, what is the question for Pete, from Pete and Ann to us? What would you like for us to deal with?
Okay, how do we rebuild the relationship with our daughter and just do that right now without having her partner? They have a lot of expectations on us and trying to tell us, well, it's in the past. We're not going into the past. We're not answering any of your questions. We're a couple. We're strong women. And just deal with it, and you have to deal with both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to deal with her. I uh-huh. want to rebuild the relationship with my daughter, and somewhere down the road, maybe. But this woman has lied to us and duped us. And go ahead, Pete. Tell us your feelings.
Pete, are you there?
Yes. I agree with my wife. It's a very peculiar situation, and we try to do the best we can out of it and try to figure out what's the best way to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
I realize I don't think my daughter is ready to process, and she's ready to discuss this matter in fully. And I said to my wife, give her some space, even though it's what has happened in April, as last year, about 10 months ago. And I feel that they probably need much more time to process it. And it's a very difficult situation.
So let me ask you a question, and I want you to think real deeply about this. What do you want? What do you want?
To see our daughter occasionally.
Okay, you want to see her occasionally.
To have a truthful, honest relationship like we thought we had.
Yeah. But it sounds like what you're focusing on is something that you'd also want, and that is that it's just a relationship with your daughter and not someone that she's chosen to spend the rest of her life with.
Correct.
That's kind of a tough thing to to be able to have.
I think there's a lot of pain that I'm hearing in your voice and in your story. And let me just quickly share. When you have a special needs child that becomes a special needs adult, and for decades it becomes her identity, you are involved with every facet of her life. And this is one decision she made without you, a big one. But it may be a way that she's trying to separate from you and individuate from you. Because she may, as much as she needed you, there may be this part of her that also is trying to push back and become an adult.
Okay.
And that would be really hurtful to you, because I heard
well,
it when you...
Well, if this woman was a good person, that wouldn't be so bad.
Okay, but let's...
We've helped her
okay.
over the years.
I get it, but let's imagine... Let's imagine she's an 18-year-old daughter and she marries a boy you don't like. You would have been...
No, we've had problems like that before. We even had a boyfriend of hers live with us for a year.
I get it. So this is something she didn't include you in, but I think there's work to do, because I'm hearing some justifiable resentment, and Steve's book might be really good for you, about the fact that she got married and you don't like her partner. But it's a losing battle. It will be a losing battle. She has chosen her. And if you do not love her and her partner, you will lose her. I'll be that strong with you.
Yeah, and you know, here's... Mine and I were talking about this a little bit, about this thing, this agape love where you sacrifice, that kind of love. And you guys have sacrificed for her all your life. And when Sherry says justifiable resentment, you know, you are justified in being angry. This isn't going the way you hope for or work toward. And I applaud what you've done. And now my encouragement to you is very painful, but you're going to have to do what you've been doing with her from the very beginning. And that is really having sacrificial love if you want to have a relationship with her. All right, Mylan, you're over there. You got to have a thought here that's going to be helpful.
Well, I ache for you on this, Pete and Ann. This is horrible. But what I hear is we've always had an ability to have a reconnection with our daughter. So it's Pete and Ann and daughter. And that's what you're requesting again. We want to have a relationship like we used to. And my perspective setter here would be, you're never going to have what you had. You're never going to have that opportunity to have that one daughter and mom and dad relationship again, and you're going to have to simply accept what is new and true, and then decide what kind of a relationship you want to have with them, and that may be as good as it gets.
Okay. Now, my other problem is, this woman feels justifiable that we should support her as well as my daughter, and she is
everything
that we give to our daughter. And she should get that, and then she's 15 years older than
And you're going to have to decide, these are two adults, what kind of a relationship do I want to have with these two adults? You know, I taught my children, they're all grown up and married, and they said, we're going to have to decide what our adult relationship looks like.
Yeah.
Do we want to be friends? And then if we do, are you a safe friend? Are you an acquaintance? What kind of friends are you? And so you're going to have to decide, we do not have what we used to, and what will we decide we will be? Are we going to give money to people? Are we going to give money? Are we going to continue to support them? Those are hard questions. You're going to have to decide.
It makes me wonder if her daughter hasn't searched for a woman who's going to nurture her. Because I feel so bad for Anne, but Anne has been in a real caretaking role. Anne wasn't able to be just the mom that could just kick it on the bed and relax and chill with her daughter. There was always some work to do, and her health was at stake.
Another place to go, another appointment to be made.
Yeah, and it just makes me wonder, 15 years older, here you've got a woman with another woman, and all of a sudden there may be this place of being nurtured for. It might feel like a tug of war between this partner and this mom.
Yeah. And so what you're saying is that this daughter married a mom.
Maybe.
Yeah. Married a mom type person who would nurture, care for, guide, and direct.
Oh boy. It's tough. I hear you. I just, you know, sometimes all we can give is an answer that
so
says
painful.
There's more pain to come. And, you know, Jesus said to us, hey, don't, you know, sorrows are going to come, trials are going to come, but I've overcome the world, you know. I mean, that's our other message. And if we'll persevere, those who persevere, they receive the crown of life. I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice. I hope that it can be helpful to you. Oh, boy. Let's go to Irene and just see what in the world is going on in Washington, D.C. WAVA is the station there. Hello, Irene.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. How can we help?
Thank you. Thank you all for taking my call. I called specifically today because I knew Sherry was on the phone.
Okay.
I have complex PTSD, and I have had therapy for it, both EMDR and brain spotting, though brain spotting was the main modality. I am a Christian. I am a devout studying kind of Christian, so I'm always in scripture. I'm no longer in therapy. I still have panic attacks. I do have a prescription for Xanax, which I can take when I have a panic attack, but that really isn't how I would choose to live my life. I'm sort of at a dead end. I don't know where to go next, what to do next. If I have to live the rest of my life with panic attacks, so be it. But, you know, I'd really prefer not to.
Sure.
They're really unpleasant.
They are aching. They ache. They're horrible.
And then sometimes people experience a panic about the panic attack coming. It's yep. like you have a fear of this panic attack because yes. you don't know, like an earthquake, when it's going to show up. So,
right, so you're in a constant low-level hum of anxiety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have one question, and then I want to make a brief comment and open it up to Steve and Mylan here. So the level of training of your EMDR person.
Yes.
What was their level of training?
I don't know the specific, you know, I don't know, you know, was she beginner? She was an expert in EMDR.
Okay. Because if you go to somebody, you know, it's kind of like picking your surgeon, and I talk to lots of people and ask their questions, but sometimes people don't go to somebody who is like a Navy SEAL, like a consultant level. If I still had a residual panic attack, I would find the closest consultant level person in my area.
Okay.
Who does EMDR. You can go to the website, emdria.org, and I would target mm-hmm. that panic attack. And it's crazy. Mm-hmm. When I've done that with people, it's kind of interesting what pops up underneath that panic attack. And
right.
there is a story. There is a trigger. There is something underneath mm-hmm. it.
Right.
And I want to say in 99% of the cases, it's kind of like being an archaeologist and a Sherlock Holmes at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to yeah. find what's underneath it. And you should be able to get there, but I would find a Navy SEAL to do it. That's my thought.
Okay.
Navy SEAL.
I had a feeling that would be.
Yeah.
Major.
Don't give up.
And,
yeah.
Okay, and your counseling people can refer me to somebody in the area that might be a Christian counselor.
Well, you can see if we have someone, right? New Life, mm-hmm. see if someone does it. But I would have you go to the website, emdria.org, and look on there for a consultant. And then ask them if they're a believer. There's a number of us in EMDR that are believers. I'm surprised how many people of faith there are in the organization. But even if it's not a believer, it's like picking your surgeon. Would you go and have, if you had to have brain surgery, would you say, well, I want to make sure that he's a Christian? Or would you say, I want the best brain surgeon?
Well, of course, the answer to that is you want all the Christians praying for the guy that has performed 3,000 brain surgeons versus you want
exactly.
the Christian to do the surgery who's only done one.
Exactly.
On so, anyway, all right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number you can call if you want some help.
Do you think, Sherry, my question to Sherry would be also, with respect to Irene, would an antidepressant, which would lift serotonin levels, be of any help to her because she's sitting on this ever-writing, like she said, this ever-present anxiety? Or do you recommend skipping that and going right to the EMDR?
I would personally probably try the EMDR because mm-hmm. panic attacks usually have a triggering event.
Sure.
Yeah. It's not like this low-grade anxiety or mm-hmm. depression. I would go right in. In fact, Kurt Roundson, we did the TV.newlife.com. I was in training with him for a while, and I was like, Kurt, so what happens if somebody has a panic attack in my office, you know, because we're in dealing with the material. Right. And he goes, that's great. He goes, I actually hope that happens in my office because then you're actually in the material and you can desensitize that. So it's we don't have to be afraid of them. We need to move towards them and get healing.
Well, it's just a technique that really has proven to provide a lot of relief. And it's always wonderful to go to somebody who wants you to fall apart in their office. Great thing that they're
you don't have to be afraid,
for that.
Right?
Hey, whatever you're dealing with, also we have a workshop called Healing is a Choice. We deal with people that have struggled with panic, shame, all their lives. Maybe they have never, ever found that place of serenity and peace and comfort. And that's what we're going to help you do. That's in April, Healing is a Choice, right alongside what we do with the Marriage Solution Weekend. Call about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out.
I, coming here, was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders, and I feel so much lighter now, and I feel so much better, and I feel like I can give so much more to other people, and I don't feel ashamed, and I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
I have learned that asking for help and being vulnerable can be safe.
The Healing is a Choice Weekend is coming up April 17th through the 19th in San Jose. To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're really glad that you're with us here today on New Life Live. Comment of the day at tv.newlife.com says, in case you're thinking that, you know, we're just all dry and full of info, somebody commented, hey, have you guys ever considered doing comedy skits? I had not seen the two of you together before, but you're so funny. And, of course, very wise. Thank you.
Who?
It was a couple. I don't know which two it is. It doesn't say here, but they were commenting on two people that were on there. So, yeah, it could have been you, Mylan. It could have been you and me. Me and Sherry.
So this is what's so funny.
Because sometimes Sherry and I are crack up, too.
Yeah.
So I'm at a Sweet Comfort Band concert this weekend.
Yeah.
And I actually, why the band was going on, I thought, wouldn't it be great if we did a live band? Like all of us just had this, just did an on stage with John with his guitar,
yeah,
and
you know,
can't you
that.
See? You guys sing. I've seen you do that. I play guitar. I know. Wouldn't that be so great? Years ago,
you could have gone to a church and seen John and Henry, me up there, Jill, all of us singing with a live band. It was one of the worst moments in the history of New Life, but you could have seen it.
Even though they're in a church, it's still a garage band.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct.
John is kind of into, you know.
John's a good, an excellent musician.
I know.
Keyboardist, guitarist, singer, you name it.
Harmonica.
And he and I doing Mustang Sally together, you just can't beat that. All right, and you're a guitarist also, Mylon, and so that's a pretty cool thing. Maybe we can do this. Pam from Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA is the station. Hello there. Welcome. How can we help?
Hi. Hi. Thank you. It's great getting through to you guys. I've listened forever and ever when I can and never thought I'd be talking to you, but here I go.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay, let me just give you a quick background. I know people say that, but let me really try. A 19-year marriage to a chronic alcoholic. He has been actively drinking most of the marriage, functional until about 3 or 4 years ago. And about a year ago, he lost all control. We've had legal problems, physical problems, financial problems. I left him last year for exactly a year, went back home for 2 months, started drinking again, left again. Now I'm out. I'm in Al-Anon. He's not really working a program, but because he's involved in the legal system, he has to take random alcohol tests. Doing fine doing that. I can't let go. I can't let go.
Okay. Are you...
But my head tells me to. My head tells me to, but I don't know.
All right. Well, let's see what Sherry and Mylon think about you not being able to let go.
I love your honesty and your self-awareness. I got to just start off by saying, for you to just nail it that fast, that this is what I'm up against, and I see myself as a problem here, I can't let go of that, I just want to compliment you.
Because self-awareness is really
a starting spot of where we begin the journey.
It is, but you just, I don't know, it's a torment too because you know what you should be doing.
I know, and emotions trump intellect all the time.
All the time.
So I would just stop and ask the question, have I had a hard time letting go before I ever met my husband? Do I have ways and places and people that I've just struggled, either I was pushed away from or felt that I lost them, or I've struggled to let people go and I need to hold on to things tightly because of something? What would you say to that?
I would say no.
No? You've not had that problem?
No.
Okay, and you've experienced...
I went through another marriage briefly when I was younger, and... I mean, I thought it was hard, but it wasn't anything compared to this.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Codependency or whatever it is.
And at some level, I'm certain that you love him too.
Oh, I do.
I know. And so when you have love, that can also override things. It can override our logic because you really love the person. And so I really want to acknowledge that you do love and care for him. And that could be a primary reason why you're having a hard time letting go of him.
But I do need to let go, right?
You what?
I do need to let go, right?
Well, you're in the process of doing that, and you're struggling with it. And we'd have to say that if you have a person that has an excessive dependence upon a substance or other addictions, we have to separate in order for them to feel the brunt of their activity. Otherwise, we're simply co-contributing to their demise.
Yes.
That means you suffer too. Sherry, what would you say?
You know, I just think there's some real fears in you that are kind of acting out. It's like your behavior's telling on you. You've been a long time, 19 years with this man, and a very slow bleed in this addiction.
Yeah.
So there might be fears of being alone. There might be fears of, you know, I'm not going to find somebody else who's going to love me. Sometimes chaos in relationships fills this space that makes us feel like we have meaning, that we're needed and wanted.
Right. And we need that. And so when that goes away, we just feel kind of lost in the world. We don't really know who we are outside of that chaos. And yeah. So those would be some places that I would invite you to do some work in so that you can get strong and heal.
Pam, are you working a program through Al-Anon?
Yes, I am. I'm in the middle of a step study.
Okay. All right. Now. Well, just persevere through that. You have a Life Recovery Bible?
No, I don't have that.
Well, see? We're going to give you a resource. We're going to make it worth your while because it'll help in that recovery process. Anybody else, Life Recovery Bible can really help you find the path to healing. We'll be back right after this. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we want to help you. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. We were just talking about the need sometimes to listen to the people that are critical, even though you think they might be angry. You know, a lot of times our enemies give us information we could really use. And so, anyway, it's painful, but sometimes that's exactly what we need to do. I want to read you a testimony from Vincent. It says, I'm a single guy that's 36, and I became aware of Every Man's Battle on the radio program. I stumbled upon it by chance. All I can say is thank you. For many months, years, I felt like I was slipping into despair, guilt, shame, condemnation, no escape. Circumstance upon circumstance, failed relationship upon failed relationship, and I was beginning to feel worthless and a failure. But when I went to that weekend, I connected some dots I didn't even know were there, gave me insight into my past, hope for the future. It was the jumping off point for a life of fulfillment in the Lord. Thank you for your ministry and providing a doorway to a new and better life. Sexual integrity issues can go from issues to sexual integrity. That's what we want to see, so that you just don't have to struggle in this area anymore. You've got victory and you're starting to build character. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us help you. We would love to do that. I want to talk with Liz from Montgomery, Alabama. She watches us on the NRB television network, where some of you are watching right now. Hi there.
Hi. I enjoy your show. I watch it most every day.
Well, thank you.
Hope I got the nerve to tell you what I want to tell you. I get real kind of shy when I get on the phone.
All right. Well, don't worry about that.
So I may just hang up if I lose my nerve.
You're in good company. You're in good company.
I'd rather talk off the air.
Okay. Well,
but anyway, what I want to know is I have a problem with being aggressive, you know, in a nice Christian way.
Okay.
You know, with telling somebody no, especially a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that has come up is I visit this retirement home on Sundays where I do some volunteer at a church service. And I met, you know, several nice people there, and one in particular, you know, I've gotten to be friends with. She's a real nice lady. She's not real old. She's in her late 60s. And we just kind of, you know, I'll take her out to lunch because she doesn't drive and things like that, and I visit her in her apartment. And I guess I've always felt sorry for the underdog because most people around that don't really care for her. She's just got some problems that people just don't care for.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, you know, she just doesn't get on my nerves like she does other people there.
Okay.
Because you know, they have to live with her.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's nice to me, you know, and like I said, doesn't get on my nerves. I can kind of see how some things that she does could get on your nerves. You know?
Okay. Well, what's the question for us?
I overlook a lot of things.
What's the question for us?
I'm just kind of blinded to it. But anyway, getting back to the story is she's always, and she does it in such a sweet way, she's always inviting me to eat lunch with her. She wants to cook for me. And she, you know, she just gets so excited. You know, she says, oh, I just want to invite you to a party. You know, I want to have a party. And I just want to cook this and this and that for you. And I've let her cook for me a couple of times. And to be honest, the food is not good.
Okay.
It just almost makes me sick.
Okay. All right.
And I'm not, I hate to say it, I hate to talk about her behind her back.
Yeah.
But she won't hear this. But she,
all right,
not
so,
sure how clean everything is in her apartment. You know, she's not sure if her hands are always clean. I hate to say that.
All right. Well, what's the question for us?
Well, I just want to know how she, every Sunday, I sit with her at the table and we eat. And I said, every Sunday she comes up to me and she says, now I'm planning this party now. I want you to come. And, you know, nobody out there will come to her party. They just don't want to eat with her.
Yeah.
And one another lady that sits at her table, she says, well, why don't you eat out here? You know, it's free. It's paid for. You know, but she just wants to cook and entertain.
Yeah.
And I've told her, I've given her all kind of excuses.
Okay.
And she finally said, well, do you just not like my cooking? You know, and I said, well, Marguerite, some of your meat that you get, you know, she gets it from Dollar Tree and Dollar General.
Yeah.
And places like that. And I told her, I said, if you just... maybe wouldn't have the meat,
okay.
You know, just have salads or something like that.
Right, okay.
But then I got to thinking, well, if her hands are not clean, I don't want to eat the salad.
But, so what is the question for us, though?
Well,
I think we get the picture.
Everybody else just, there's another lady that says, no, I can't eat with you. I'm lactose intolerant, you know, can't eat with you.
Okay, why,
you know,
how about this? Why don't you talk to somebody there? Is like her, maybe they have case managers or they have people that are over certain folks and ask them, given the situation and them knowing how she does, ask them what might be the best way to handle that situation since they know her so well. They obviously, I mean, hopefully they really know how to deal with older folks that have strange, unique situations. Are you thinking about anything that might help? That's a rough one. That's tough, you know?
So my answer,
know, like
Liz,
I said, everybody
Liz,
knows how she is.
Liz. But you may have a hard time saying no to a lot of people.
Yeah.
See, we think that being a nice Christian person means that I will just do whatever people ask me to do, or I'll be nice to anybody who says that to me. I'm reading through all the Gospels right now, and Jesus was different with people, but he could say no, and he says, let your yes be yes and your no be no, and he could decide what he wanted to do. And he decided. He didn't let himself get backed into corners. He decided where he was going to go,
right.
And he never let himself get trapped. So
That's
I always say that if we want to be a nice Christian woman, or do we want to, and man, or do we want to be like Jesus? And what Jesus did is he learned to say no to people, and he learned to have boundaries. And maybe what you may want to say to a lady like this is, you know what? Maybe once a month we'll get together, and maybe we'll have a picnic, and maybe I'll bring it, and maybe we'll visit once a month. But I'm also here to be with other people, so I need to be with other people as well. But I will look forward to some special times with you. It's not going to be convenient this week, but maybe, you know, at another time it might.
Yeah.
So that's all you can do is create what you want to do and not let her control you into those situations.
Anything you want to add?
I was just going to quickly say, Liz, I love your heart. I think it's great. I like your idea, Mylan. I was thinking the same thing about co-contributing to the food. Even if you go every week, but you go every other week, I'll bring the party this week. You bring the party next week. I don't know why I went there, but I have been on a number of cross-cultural missions trips, and I could identify with what she was saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've eaten goat skull out in a portion of Mexico. I've eaten goat's blood that they cooked in the ground. And I remember so many times when I was ministering to people, just praying, Lord, protect me, protect my stomach.
Right.
But you know what? I think sometimes we do worry. Like I can even hear Liz has a little bit of worry about her hands. And I get that. But I think over time, if we move through that and we still live, even though we've had a salad and maybe passed on the meat, we realize that we're going to live and we're not going to die, and it might be safe enough to eat and just share the weight. I don't know. That might be totally out there, but I...
Well, having been in that situation with you...
I'm a missionary mouth, yeah. Right? So I've had to risk in many, many cultures, and I didn't die. I haven't died yet. And I didn't come down with any disease, so... No.
I've been in a lot of places where it was nauseating, and I'm talking about group homes or places where, you know, hospitals.
I get
it. And I just go, I'm sorry, I'm not hungry. I already had lunch. You know, I'll just go, I'm not hungry. And really, right then, I'm not hungry, because what I'm looking at is lying. My stomach is turning a little bit, and I'll go, you know, I'm just not hungry right now. No, thank you. But enjoy your lunch. I'll sit here with you and have a cup of coffee or a Coke.
Yeah,
that sounds like a good boundary.
I've done that many times.
I do think that all of that is really good, and because I've been in the situation where I was told on a missionary trip, don't offend these people. Mm-hmm. but man, if I had had that thought, I could have had I'll have a Coke. Oh, you don't have Coke? Okay, I have to go now. But anyway, it's tough.
I
want to go back to talk to the people running that facility and say, I think, you know, I need some help here. You know this lady. Maybe they know something. Maybe they've already dealt with her about this, and you could refer to that.
I'll get Cheez-Its out of the machine.
I'm not really hungry, but I am going to have some Cheez-Its and Coke.
Right. I think this woman, this older woman, was a Martha Stewart in her time.
You think?
I think she lives for those moments. Mm. She lives to feel Martha, even though she's cooking on Spam and, you know, wilted greens. I just go, I think that's her moment to feel life, you know?
Well, evidently that's true with the excitement and the enthusiasm she shows.
My goodness.
Again, am I going to get trapped into something I don't want to do? And that's, I think, really
totally
important for all of us to think about.
Yeah.
I think the answer to that is no, you wouldn't, and Sherry and I would. Okay. So maybe we...
I'm bringing Spam next week, guys.
Just when I have quit drinking Cokes and Diet Coke.
You guys enjoy the grade D meat. Go right ahead.
Yeah. It's not about the meat. We'll be back right after this on New Life.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical, or doesn't make sense, or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me, because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy.
and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer February 20th through the 22nd in Orange County, California. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here, and one of the things that Mylon Kay really worked very hard on is refining and perfecting the information that they are presenting on how we love sexually. And they're doing that on the 21st and 22nd of March at Mariners Church in Irvine. And it's 7 to 9 on Saturday the 21st and 8
Friday
to 12.
Night.
That's Friday night.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, 8 to 12. Then the following weekend, Dave Stoop and I are going to be doing at the Crossings Church, we're going to be doing a life recovery workshop from 9 to 12, and that's in Costa Mesa, the Crossing Church, 9 to 12. We'd love for you to be there. Even if you have to come from the East Coast to go to the West Coast, we'd love to see you come on by. That's Mylon and Kay the weekend before, 21st, Dave and I on the 28th. Come join us. Let's go back to the phones. We'll take a final phone call here. From Jackie from New York City, listens online. We're glad she does. Hi, Jackie. Thanks for holding on. And all the rest of you, we're going to get to your calls right after this on our next program. Hi, Jackie. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Excellent. How can we help?
I'm going to try to make it short. I've been married to my husband for about 12 years, I think. But about two and a half years ago, he started struggling with drugs.
Okay.
So he went downhill from there.
All right.
Where, you know, he left pretty much all the responsibility over my shoulder. He quit his he actually left his job is what happened. And then he opened up his own business. And just last summer, he ended up getting convicted from the place because he wasn't making payments. But anyways, so I've been struggling with the whole responsibility over myself. I asked him, you know, let's try to do counseling. When he admitted the situation, what he was doing, I said, why don't you get some help? He never did it. I said, let's try counseling marriage. It seems like he doesn't know how to really talk about. He doesn't want to open up to about the situation or how to fix it. At this point, I don't even know what to do. I've kicked him out of the home several times, but he just keeps coming back home. Call the cops.
Okay.
I mean, he doesn't do it inside the home. He leaves.
Yeah.
Is what he does.
Right. So the question would be,
what should I do?
What should I do?
Divorcing him, honestly, is not what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But again,
all right. So before we talk about him, what are you doing for you?
What am I doing for myself? Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything for myself. I don't really know where to start, where to go. I talked to my pastor. It's a church that I just recently found about 2 months ago, and I told her about the situation, and she said, you know, I asked her, do you guys do offer counseling here in the church? And she said, yes, we do. Why don't you make an appointment? And I basically just stopped there.
Okay, so you're going to have to get into some Al-Anon meetings at a minimum. Okay. And start to work on, you know, whatever it was that was drawn to him, and now healing what's there, and then hopefully you can get in to see that person there. You're going to need to take care of yourself. What do you guys think in relation to him?
Thank you, Steve, for mentioning that, because what I'm hearing when you say he keeps coming back, my first thought was, who opens the door for him?
The kids. You know, I've told the kids, don't open the door, but they let him in the house. I changed the lock in the house, and he just always manages to get in the house. I've called the cops on him, but it got to a point where the cops said, you know, you have to go through court through this. Like, you have to put a restraining order.
Got it. Yeah. So I think the Al-Anon's a good place for you to start, because really he's spending the money on the drugs. That's where the money's going.
Yeah.
And he's an addict that's out of control. And so it can feel very scary when you've got a family and an addict that's out of control. But you've got to find your locus of control. You've got to find safety. If it's legal safety, if you need to have a restraining order against him for a while, if he's breaking and entering, you've changed your locks and he's getting in somehow, that's a problem. He may need to have that so that he can't keep coming home and stay sick, stay addicted. Mylan?
All right.
Well, if you only have an informal separation where you say to him, get out, well, then legally it's still his house too. That's part of the problem you're facing here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why one of the things we recommend, and I'll say this quickly, is to make somebody really get that I mean business. Sometimes we have to enact a separation where there is a legal separation, where there is and are legal mechanisms in place to define what are the rules and what are not the rules, because we don't expect addicts to obey rules, do we? You see, not at all. So we have to impose those upon them until they are willing to grow to the point that they allow us to then lay down those boundaries.
So maybe Boundaries in Marriage might be a really good book for her.
Yeah, I'll send that to her. You know, it's just important that everybody, her and the kids, get together, and you may have to bring in an interventionist just to get everybody on the same page.
Yeah.
Even if you never do an intervention, sometimes it takes somebody that works with families that have somebody's enabling, the other person's being too tough, you've got to all work together as a unified front. If anything great is going to come out of that. All right. I'm really glad that she called. And, you know, we work with some of the best addiction treatment programs. And if you've got a problem, somebody in your family struggling with alcohol or drugs, you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll try to give you some help. Of course, the thing that we deal with in the area of sexual integrity, well, that is every man's battle. And we do that every single month. But coming up fairly quickly, you know, today is the beginning of women in the battle. And pray for all of those women. But coming up pretty quick is the end of our early bird special for the Ireland trip. We want you to come and experience a land where they literally saved civilization. I did not know this until Dave, who is a citizen, Dave Stoop, a citizen of Ireland, told me. And then I see this great book about it, and then I read it, and they really did. The Irish saved civilization, which means we might not even be Christians today if they hadn't gone over to Europe and ministered and saved civilization and preached the gospel. They were great missionaries. Okay, anyway, it's a spiritual journey that we're going to be on there. We want you to join us. The Early Bird Special ends on the 28th. TV.newlife.com. Go there, plug in what you want to hear us talk about. Maybe it's not Ireland. And you can find a topic over 600 programs, almost getting to 700 programs on something that will help you in your life. You get 2 weeks free. And then I want to mention that we need your help. We always need your help. We're supported by you, and if you don't support us, we don't have any way to do this. So please help us to have people like Mylon and Sherry here, because their truth that they understand from God's truth is a unique perspective in the Christian community. And that's what we love about New Life, is people say, I just haven't heard it said that way, or I haven't heard it presented in that way. And that's what we want to be. So help us. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Our gift to you is a CD we put together on the listening insights we've developed on stress. And I hope that that will bless you rather than stress you. Thank you, Mylon. Thank you, Sherry Kemper, and all of you who support, listen, and watch. Thank you. We'll see you next time right here on New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.